Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game.
In this episode, Athens Adrian Barrett and Caroline Lindy talk about the 2019 third place state volleyball game between the Warriors and Norris City.
This podcast is brought to you by Country Financial. They are a big supporter of Channel 1450 and the Live Rewind podcast. They do so much for the community, especially during this time. For college scholarships for local students, to donations to COVID-19 response funds, if you are looking for insurance, whether it's for your car, home, or life insurance, make sure you check out Country Financial.
I'm Caroline Lindy from Athens. I just graduated and we play volleyball.
I'm Adrian Barrett. I just graduated from Athens and I play volleyball as well.
This is Live Rewind.
We're watching our third place game at state.
So for you guys as seniors going into last season, what were the expectations going into the fall? This time last year, you know, what did you guys think?
You go.
I mean, we knew that we could go pretty far, so it was kind of just we were going to push ourselves during practice to do pretty much about everything that we could, and we were able to do it. So
I think that we knew that we could do, like, as well as we did. I think we had really high expectations for ourselves, and, like, once we started open gyms, I think that we knew that we could be really good. Yeah.
Playing in the Sagamore Conference, I mean, you look at Plains last year, Williamsville's got a volleyball tradition. So, I mean, throughout the season, you know you're tested, and then you also know that you're 1A. So, I mean, were the expectations there right away that, you know, if everything falls into place, we can make it to state this year?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit far off thinking, like, state. I think we were just taking it, like, one game at a time. But I think that we all knew in the back of our head, like, we could go far.
Yeah. And then throughout the season, you guys have a good year. You get to this point. So we don't have to talk about the semifinals. But, I mean, you guys have just been on a roll, especially that super sectional. I mean, it was so dominant. What was the experience like to be in that building for the first time?
I mean, it was amazing. It was something that I really didn't think that we were going to have the chance to do. I mean, we were just kind of taking it one game at a time. And, like, that was the thing. That was our goal as a team, to get there and then to actually be there and play in that kind of atmosphere was just crazy.
Was it a tough turnaround to lose the day before and then have to come back and say, you know, we can still end on a win?
Yeah, it was. And we had, like, gone to dinner that night, and we were talking to our coach, and we were like, you know, only 8 teams can go out, like, on a win. So, like, we all had the mindset that we were going to win. Like, there was not anyone there who didn't believe that we could win. And it was hard, like, losing and stuff, but I think it was a good experience because it made us work even harder the next day.
Okay, all right. Just hit the space bar.
Athens Warriors are looking to walk away winners after a tough loss in the state semifinals to Newark. Athens has a chance to bounce back and finish third in the state against Norris City here at Redbird Arena Saturday morning. Athens started quickly in the first set. Caroline Lindy finding the back corner there for the Warriors' early 6-3 lead. And the Cardinals strike back with Evie Duncan. That ties us at 9 here in the first set. Norris City would take a small lead in the teens. Emily Bishop with the block at the net to give the Cardinals a 14-11 lead. Athens timeout looking to regain momentum here.
I'll pause it. I think that timeout we definitely needed because we were definitely very jittery starting that next game because it's like, okay, this is our last game. Like, we needed that timeout to kind of bring us back, and I think that really helped a lot.
Yeah, I think we all just needed, like, to come back down to earth because we were all, like, we're going a million miles a minute.
Yeah.
How much scouting goes on in volleyball? Like, for a game like this, how much did you guys know about the other team?
In season, like, we have film from, like, all the different teams, but, like, with these games, we don't have a lot of film. Like, we just had to, we were there beforehand, so we got to watch them play a little bit, but we put a lot of focus into, like, our first game, but we did not have, like, we did not know a lot about them. We just knew that we had to play, basically.
I mean, at this point, though, you guys know you play your game and you got a chance to win no matter what. I mean, you're at stake.
Yeah.
Like you guys said, you're kind of motivated at this point.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Well, Adrian Barrett with the kill. These two are tied at 22 apiece. Anyone set at this point when Lexi Morgan and Sophie Chavis come up with the huge block. Athens has game point at 24-22, but the Cardinals storm right back with four straight as Sophie Neal picks up the game-winning kill.
I remember when we just kept going back and forth, and we just, like, we cannot get it. We would, like, play really good, like, a point, and then we'd let down for, like, three. But I knew that, I think it was just jitters still, and just, like, nervousness.
How important is it to win the first set in a game like this when you don't know a lot about them?
It's definitely very important because then it gives you like confidence to go into the next game like strong and just ready to play. Yeah.
I think that it's important, but then I also think like if you lose the first one, then you have to come back with more motivation and then you know like you have to work harder.
You don't ever want to go to three sets, but especially this one, you're like, let's win it.
Yeah.
26-24, North City takes set one as it slips right through Athens' fingers, and they come out angry about it in the second set. Look at this dig from the freshman, Becky Barrett, selling out to keep the play alive.
Okay, we're going to pause that one. Oh my gosh, that's like a proud sister moment right there.
Yeah.
Like, she was just full out. She was so excited about that after two. She goes, man, I got that ball up. And I'm like, yeah, you did. I was like, that was really good, because then she got that up. And I'm pretty sure we get the point back. I think you get a kill off the next play.
Yeah, I remember in between games, we were like talking, we were like, we have to win this. Like, there's no way that we are not winning this.
You mentioned the proud sister moment. How cool is it for her as a freshman, I mean, to be playing? Like, that takes a lot.
Yeah, she actually talked about this for a while. Once she was in junior high, she actually talked about it a lot and was like, I really just want to go play with you guys. She goes, because then I know we have a good chance to do some great things as a team. And so she was so excited. She honestly loved it. She loved the extra competition that she got from playing up at the higher level. So,
looking back at it now, almost a year later, I mean, it's kind of cool to say, you know, you got to experience this whole thing with your sister as well.
Yeah, that was definitely something I was looking forward to, because I knew that she'd be able to help out in our back row a lot. So I knew that with our team chemistry that we already had, just adding her in was going to help a lot with our games.
How about for you guys, like, you two as seniors, I know Sophie was a senior. I mean, a lot of that chemistry was already there. So how hard was it to kind of bring her in and be able to trust her?
She clicked with us like that. Like, she clicked with us, like, so well. It was so easy to add her in. And, like you said, like, the four of us, we had been playing together, you know, since sixth grade. And we'd all been on varsity our freshman. Like, we had the chemistry. And all of us clicked really well. Like, we were all pretty good friends, like, outside of the court and stuff. So just adding her in, she was probably nervous when she first started playing.
Oh, yeah, she was definitely nervous.
But after that, like, she just fit right in with us. And she was amazing for us.
So for the Warriors, too, as they set up Caroline Lendy on the outside for the kill. 4-1 Athens early. And they really didn't look back from there. Lendy set up by Morgan Kerman again on that left side. She smashes him.
That was a big kill, and that was like a big moment for us. I think that was definitely one of the big turning points for the game, because after that happened, I think we all were just up and ready to go, and we're like, all right, this is our game.
Yeah.
And we kind of took it from there and ran with it.
Mm-hmm. We knew we had the momentum coming out of here, and we knew that we had the confidence.
What kind of player, what does it kind of take to have that sort of moment in a game like this?
I would say it takes like a big kill, a big block, and just like everyone just like, I don't know, looking at each other in the court and being like, we know we can do this.
Yeah.
Like everyone, and when you know that everyone has the same mindset and when you have confidence in every single person on that floor, I think that that's what takes it, like what it takes to.
How often does that happen the other way, where during a game you're like, man, I don't know if we can win this game. Like, they're just too good.
It happened. And there's just like moments in everyone's head where it's just like, man, I don't know if we can do this. But then there's also the confidence in each other. I think we had that a lot. I don't think that we had very many like moments that year.
Yeah.
I think that if we didn't win a game, like maybe a few exceptions, but I think that if we didn't win a game, it was like because we didn't trust in each other and we didn't play as a team. I don't think that we ever were like, oh, this team is just so incredibly good. Like we couldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
But
I know the Lehigh regional championship game, there was in that second set when we started going back and forth, I was starting to get a little nervous. I was like, okay, let's go, like, we got to pull this out.
Yeah, me too.
Especially in postseason games like that, where, you know, you just have to kind of get over that hump of, you know, there's going to be that one game where it's kind of, you might get lucky or the ball bounces your way, But then once that happens, you just kind of get on a roll, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember during the Little High game, there was one moment, and I was like, I can never play volleyball again, like, ever. And then I was like, okay, we have to win this. Like, I don't want it to be over.
The Kilathans takes a 12-4 lead, and Lendy was doing it all in this second set. Gets up for the block there at 17-9. Athens leading. Warriors in total control of the second set. The Cardinals get a few back as Evie Duncan slams home another kill to make it 20-12. But Adrian Barrett finishes things off with authority. Athens takes the second set 25-16. Full momentum swing back to the Warriors.
I think that after we, like, beat them dominantly in that set, I think that we had a lot of confidence going into the third.
Yeah.
I think the momentum was definitely on our side.
What do you guys talk about in the huddle before this last third set, knowing that it's the last one no matter what?
Oh, gosh. I really don't even remember what all was said before.
I think that we were all just like, okay, this is our last game we are ever going to play together. Like, we have to play, and we have to play to win. Like, we are never going to, like, be here again. Like, we have got to play to win, and we have to have confidence. And I think that winning this and having, like, the confidence and the momentum on our side helped us so much.
Yeah.
They took that and ran with it in the decisive third set, starting it off with Lendy again. Another kill. Athens needed their seniors to come through and finish this thing strong, and they did exactly that. This time it's Barrett catching that back line. Athens on top 11-6. And they absolutely dominated from there. A glimpse at the future for the Warriors as it's Becky Barrett setting up Lexi Morgan for a kill here. 22-8 Athens. They're looking for game point, and in fitting fashion, it's Kerwin to Lendy for the finisher. 25-9.
This huddle that we had on the court after that last point, that was definitely something that I know I'm going to remember for a while.
I'll never forget it. Like, all the emotions and just, like, everything. It was amazing. And I remember, like, the four of us seniors afterwards, we were all like, it's been an honor playing with you guys, and we were all crying. It was one of the best, like, most vivid and best memories that I had.
And then whenever we had our senior huddle, as we were walking back to the locker room, that was definitely, that was definitely special. I mean, it was, I don't even know how to explain it. It was crazy just knowing that, like, that was the last point, like, we're done.
Yeah.
We did it.
And just, like, thinking, like, oh, I'll never play with these people again. Like, for me, like, I'm never going to play volleyball again.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a mix of emotions. It was crazy.
At what point during that day does kind of, like, the adrenaline wear off and you're like, oh, man, that was it. Like, we did it, and now it's over.
It lasted a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, it really didn't wear off much. We had the bus ride home, and then we went to the football game.
Yeah.
And I know I was still, like, hyped up there and everything.
Yeah, me too. It lasted probably for the next, like, week because, you know, we went back to school and everyone was, like, talking about it.
Yeah.
It was probably for, like, the next week, and then we were like, okay, well, we're done now.
Yeah, now we're done.
For you guys, both of you going on to play collegially, obviously a track for you, but volleyball, I mean, to end it like this, what does that mean to you, knowing, you know, you still have another chance to compete at the next level, but for a lot of kids, that's not the case.
I am so grateful that I get the chance to play sports at the next level. Like, sports are a big part of my life, and I couldn't imagine, like, going on without them. But just having this, like, in my back pocket, it's, like, it's so special. And, like, you know, college is amazing and stuff, but there's nothing like high school sports, and especially, like, the camaraderie here, because, you know, you've grown up with them your entire life. I don't think there's anything like it, but it gives me confidence. Even though I'm not doing volleyball, it gives me confidence going to the next level, like, competing at the higher level that, like, you know, I can succeed, I guess.
You've probably played thousands of volleyball games at this point.
Oh,
in your
yeah.
career. So where does this one kind of stand for you?
This is definitely going to be probably one of my favorite games for sure, because this was, you know, we had all four seniors on the court for that last point, and that was definitely something special because, like, we started, the four of us started together, and we were able then to finish together as well. So, I mean, that definitely, that means a lot. And that, I mean, this is definitely probably going to be one of my favorite volleyball memories. I mean, I know I'm going to make a whole lot more these next 4 years, but this is definitely going to stick out the most.
If you look at that season that you guys had, the way it ended, and you look at the unknowns for this fall, and you look at what happened in the spring, does it make you appreciate it so much more that, you know, you got that chance, not knowing that this would ever happen in the world, but, I mean, at this point now, there might not be a volleyball season this year.
I am so grateful. Like, every time I think about it, I'm like, man, even if I don't get to play sports this year, like, I have this, and this is one of my, like, prouder moments, and I get to have this, and I'm so grateful that I had this experience. And it also makes me think, like, you know, thank God that we got to have this, because if we didn't have it this year, you know, things would be completely different. It makes me cherish it so much more and hold it so much more dear to my heart.
What do you kind of tell your sister now, especially with you guys all gone, and then kind of the unknowns? What do you guys talk about in terms of this fall?
We really haven't talked about it much because she's kind of disappointed that, you know, practices are kind of getting canceled and stuff because they have to wear masks in the gym. And the way that we work out and everything, we actually push ourselves to where if we wore masks, they would probably wouldn't end very well. And so, I mean, with volleyball, you have to be in the top condition you possibly can, because if it goes to three sets like this game did, then you have to be prepared to play 100% the entire time. And I'm just kind of telling her, you know, keep your head up. Things are looking better as we go, but, I mean, you gotta be prepared for pretty much anything that'll come.
Let's end on a positive note. Instead of
that.
As you watch this game and you guys talked about the huddle and stuff, you know, what do you think that season meant for Athens volleyball as a program?
I think it meant a lot. We hadn't been to state since what, 79 or something like
well,
that.
Well, whenever they went to state, they actually only made it to the first game. They didn't make it to the second game.
It was like the first time ever, and just I think it means so much because, I mean, it put us on the map a little bit, and I just think that it also, with the upcoming grades, I think that it'll give everyone a lot more confidence, the girls that are still playing, but then the girls at like the junior high level, they're like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to play or not, and maybe they'll see this and be like, oh, well, now I want to play because I want the chance to succeed.
Yeah. For you, as you guys leave and kind of go your separate ways, to, like you mentioned, you played with them for 4 years, and before seniors especially, how close do you think that brought you guys together?
Oh, I feel like this past season we definitely became closer, like the four of us, because, I mean, we realized that, you know, this is our last year, like this is the last time that we'll have the chance to be out on the court with each other, and so I definitely think that, you know, we kind of came together a little bit more, and, I mean, it showed as we went throughout the season for sure.
Yeah, it really showed.
That was Adrian Barrett and Caroline Lindy for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.